I did not expect to find a fence like this here at all. He's perfect. I mean, this is the shape that I like so much. These angles, fabulous. Fences are such dangerous objects for me because they are so perfect in their geometry. I mean, I have to say there is a lot of physical stuff going on right now. I mean, and I think that happens between human relationships as well, but I'm definitely physically attracted to this fence. And I would like to get to know this fence better.
Welcome to Chateau Pâté. How can I help you tonight?
Oh yeah, thanks, man. First time here, super excited.
Well, we are indeed glad to have you. Do you have a reservation? Very busy tonight, sir.
Oh yes, sir. Of course I do. A reservation for two under the name Dingle. Donald Zapple Dingle III.
Ah, yes, of course, Mr. Dingle. We've been waiting for you. Here you are, right this way. Are we celebrating a special occasion tonight, Mr. Dingle?
Actually, you know what? It is. Can we get a nice table with a great view?
Of course, sir. Crabapple's finest table is right here, overlooking Cross Creek and City Mall.
You said City Mall. You meant City Hall?
Nope. City Mall. The mayor's office is right behind the cinema.
Well, either way, thank you very much. Table's lovely.
Who should I be looking out for? Who is this special lady?
Oh, no, it's not a lady.
Of course. My apologies, 2021 and all. Who is the lovely lad?
Oh, no. Not a man either.
Really? Well, we don't allow animals inside of the building, sir.
No. Nothing like that. I'm not a weirdo now. It's a fence.
A fence?
Yes, sir.
Like a yard fence?
That is the most beautiful kind, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, she'll be about 3 foot tall, she got painted red, and she has dog-eared slats.
Your fence?
Exactly.
Well, yes, sir, I will keep my eyes peeled for a fence.
Thanks, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm gonna propose tonight.
Well, now, sir, nothing to be worried about at all. Even if she says no or nothing at all. You know what they say, the grass is always greener.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You heard what I said.
You heard what I said. This sounds like a parent talking to you. You heard what I said. Jimmy's a little aggressive.
I know. If you and I were talking about
yeah, I know.
Parent,
you heard what I said. You'd be like, bitch.
I know.
What did you talk to me? I'm B-Rock. You can't talk to me like that. What? Look, there's Jimmy with some mushroom caps. Billy's got that new green wingy wingy from Southern California. But look,
the sticky icky.
Yeah, the sticky icky. Look, there's some sticky icky. There's some purples and some blues. There's Danny handing out some Cialis for all the boys. It's gonna be a long night at the scavenger. And look, it's B-Rock spinning the records. Biggity, biggity, biggity. I get it. I've had a few
tina.
Late nights at bars where I feel the same way. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to me. We've been together all evening taking shots of Jaeger, and I was blackout drunk. I don't know what got into me. I got a tinnitus.
Attack of the tinnitus.
I had an attack of the tinnitus. It was out of control. You know the name of this episode is going to be Attack of the Tinnitus.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, my dolphin went off the wrong way. Another episode of The Commercial Break. This is B-Rock, and this is KC, and
Happy New Year!
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And biddity best to you out there in the podcast universe. B-Rock is on the mic.
And he's ready to rock.
I'm ready to rock. Like my gold chain?
Yeah.
Check it out. That's pure 68 karat gold right there.
Oh, wow.
68 karat. They don't even make this anymore. It's hard to get. It's rare. It's rare.
It's antique.
Ah, see? It's gold. It's pure. Pure gold. Pure orange gold. Orange as a sun-kissed orange.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. We're glad to have you. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're here in the TCB TV Minus studios with, again, Mr. Miles Davis behind us. Here's the deal. I love it. Look at that. Miles Davis, TCBpodcast.com is where you can go. You can read more about Chrissy and I, find all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and find out all the rest of the places you need to go. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. It's youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and follow us on Instagram at thecommercialbreak on Instagram because you're going to want to be included in all the fun stuff we're doing, including swag giveaways.
Yeah.
You can write us a letter, leave us a comment, send us a DM, whatever you want to do, communicate with us, and then we're giving away swag. Not to everybody, but just to some people that we like. And I've actually sent swag to a few people who've left us hate comments. Or actually, I volunteered to send them swag. They've yet to give me their address.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, did they
leave? I'm offering, right? Yeah, I've offered. I've said, you know, good for you, sir, and your incredibly talented overview of our show.
They took the time.
They took the time to say, fuck yourself.
Yes.
And so I said, I'm going to take the time to send you a t-shirt. A t-shirt and a little China white. Right from here from my friend Miles Davis. So we're giving away swag, and you want to get in on the next giveaway, which is happening currently. We're in it. We're in the middle of it. So the last, go back to like episode number 85, right? You know, start at episode number 85. I think that's the number. And you want to watch the YouTube video all the way through. We're giving clues. It's a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Then eventually I'm going to ask a question and those who have been paying attention will be able to answer that question based on the clues that they have received by watching the YouTube video all the way through. No skipping forward. No cheating. Watch all the way through. Is this a ploy to get you to watch my YouTube videos all the way through? Yes, it is. And so I'm going to be completely transparent about it. I need you to watch the video all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Because someday YouTube is going to monetize us and Disney's going to be advertising on our channel.
I doubt it.
This story about Rock Hard Cox brought to you by Disney's Pixar's new movie, Two Idiots in a Podcast. Two fucktwads in a show. That's how it's going to go.
It's going to resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's already resonating. Until Disney's knocking down the door. They're saying, Brian, Chrissy, we want to get into this podcasting business. Clearly, you're the two to bring us into the future. How do we do it? And you know what I said? I said, I'll get back to you.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm on vacation. I'm currently out of town, but I'll be back on the 24th. If you need help, email my wife.
Excuse the typos.
Excuse the typos. Siri's trying to sabotage me. Here's the thing. On the bottom of my signature, I put a little funny quip many, many years ago.
Yeah.
It said, please excuse any typos. Siri is trying to sabotage me.
Uh-huh.
You will not believe how many people actually respond to that particular comment.
Yeah.
As if, they don't.
Everybody can relate.
It's below my signature, right?
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is everybody can relate. But I've seen this before. Like, please excuse typos written on an iPhone, right?
Yes.
I've seen this before. It's not unusual for people to put it on there.
Yes.
But for some reason, people respond to me and they'll respond to that. They'll be like, oh, I know the feeling. Siri. Exactly. Siri is trying to sabotage me too.
Damn it,
right?
Siri.
Or damn it, Siri, something like
that.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I didn't want you to respond to that part. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. Stupid people. You can't do that, Jackie Weaver. You can't do that.
Jackie Weaver.
So the Olympics are upon us. Here they are.
Yes, 2021.
The 2020 Olympics in 2021.
Yes.
And it's sure as shit COVID's probably going to fuck that up too.
We were going to go on location.
But now because of COVID, we may not. Well, who knows? It's not over yet. Actually, we're just getting started. So there's lots of time to go. Oh, there goes my show notes. Excuse me.
Did you see that? Speaking of the Olympics, I saw a story today that said that they're making the Olympians sleep on cardboard boxes. So
they don't have sex. This is what I was going to talk about.
Oh.
Why?
On the same page.
In the holy hairy testicle.
I don't know.
Every time the Olympics comes by, we have to talk about how many Olympians are getting laid in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, who cares?
It seems like this is the story every time
who
about
cares?
The Olympic Village. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
This has been going on. I can remember this story back in 1996 when the Olympics were here.
Yeah.
You know, we have to put the women away from the men because it's going to be a fuck fest.
Why?
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what young kids do. And they're all like prime of their life athletes.
Testosterone,
you know,
flowing.
Testosterone, estrogen, everything's flowing. Guys on guys, girls on girls,
yeah.
Dogs with cats. I don't know.
They're living their best life.
They're living their best life.
They made it to the Olympics. Yes. Let them have sex.
And half of 1% of them are actually going to receive a medal.
Yeah.
Let them at least get laid. And who cares?
Yeah.
Stop trying to stop them from having sex. They want to throw condoms everywhere. They want to try and have curfews.
Let them have sex. Let the kids fuck. That's what kids do. They fuck. That's what they do to waste the time. They're stuck in that damn Olympic Village. Most of them will never even be on TV. I mean, they might be on TV, but they're on, you know, MSNBC 26, right?
And for like, you know, 2 seconds or that's whatever. Right. How long ever it takes.
Most of them are alternates or something. Yeah. You know, they're the Yugoslavian, you know, water polo team. They're never going to get on television. Yeah. So for them, it's just a matter of I was there. I was an Olympian. That's the biggest accomplishment probably they'll ever have in their entire life. Yeah. Like it should be, right? It's an Olympian.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, they're never going to get any credit or notification besides maybe their local town or whatever. Let the kids fuck. That's what I say. Let the kids have fun. Why? Don't bother them. Just leave them be.
Yeah.
And by the way.
The cardboard
box. Yeah, the cardboard box. That's what someone, like some news story ran this and then everybody ran with it. But then there was an Olympian, an American Olympian, who actually went and said, that's not true. And he started, he was like, you know, he's 215 pounds or something. He started jumping up and down on the cardboard box. Okay. It didn't even move.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So that's not to discourage kids from having sex. And if you think a cardboard box is going to discourage kids from having sex.
Right.
I was having sex with one leg hanging out of a Jeep. I had sex in the church rectory. Listen, it's not going to stop anybody. The true story. I had, and I won't say names, so I hope this person's not listening. But I one time had an extremely, extraordinarily tender, romantic, in my teenage mind, mind-blowing moment with the love of my life at the time. On the basement concrete floor of my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not pretty.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah, it's not going to stop anybody from having sex. This was like the this is like the pinnacle of my teenage life, and it happened on a concrete floor. I'll never forget it. And so if you think a cardboard box is going to stop some kids from having sex, some Olympians from having sex, you got it wrong. And by the way, can we not make this a story every fucking time the Olympics comes by? Who cares? Yeah, kids are having sex. Speaking of kids having sex, this is a perfect segue into today's show.
What's that?
I, you know, a couple shows ago, or maybe last show, depending on how you're listening to this in order, we actually reviewed some old 1940s PSAs. Some of these, so let me explain. There's a television television, I don't even know what you call it, I guess. It's a live TV running through the HD live TV antennas called Pluto. Pluto is also an app and an online application that you can run on your computer or on your Roku or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's got 1,300 channels. And those 1,300 channels are each dedicated to one single thing. Family Ties channel, all Family Ties. Real World channel, all Real World. Now they have the Laguna Beach channel, which I got stuck here watching for 45 minutes.
I finished, can get into that channel.
I finished editing last night. We'll turn it on the break. I finished editing last night, Chrissy. I was so proud of myself. You know, my wife hates it because I'm rolling into bed about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning because this show takes a lot of work. A lot of work. And you couldn't buy one Patreon subscription, fuckers. You can't buy one sponsorship. So hundreds of thousands of you listening and not one Patreon, not one. Well, actually, we had 30 people listening at the time. So I get done with this show. Last night, I'm so proud of myself. At 10:15, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to go into my bedroom. There's going to be people that are up and I'll get to talk to them, other human beings. And I turn around and I had the Pluto TV on. Right. I turn around and I don't know how it happened. I think my son was playing with the remote control. Laguna Beach channel.
It landed on Laguna.
Laguna Beach. And I got stuck here till 11:05 because I was like, no, Kristen, you can't sleep with Enrique.
Yeah.
LC, don't do it. Steven's just playing you. I was so fascinated. And I get why Laguna Beach was such a fascinating show to us at the time. It still is.
And they made it look so pretty.
Soap. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's like eye candy. And ear candy, and nothing interesting is going on, but it's just like the rest of us. You know, our lives are dramatic in some way, shape, or form, even the smallest shit. And I was glued to the television, even though it's 16 years ago this came on.
Oh, yeah.
And I was glued to the television as if I was watching it for the first time. So now my wife is going to be pissed because I'm going to be in there watching Laguna Beach. We'll talk about Laguna Beach on a different episode. The point is, there was a 1940s channel. That 1940s channel had all 1940s movies along with 1940s PSAs. The old one. You know what? You know the ones I'm talking about, right? Trouble with Women in the Workplace.
Right.
Right? Don't Let Your Son Be a Homo. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like crazy propaganda bullshit.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's funny, actually.
Now.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not then. It's, right. Well, I mean, then it was just like, that was just news. A way of life. It was news.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the GE came up with a dishwasher, and that was news for the women because, you know, their lives were all of a sudden so much easier. The pinnacle of their life was the dishwasher that could hold two racks of dishes at the same time.
Right.
It's completely so far away from what we know today, yet some of these attitudes are back in vogue. It's insane to me.
Yeah.
Some of these attitudes are back in vogue. It's cool in some circles to think like this again. So I've been reviewing 1940s PSAs, mm-hmm. and I've got a few. We did women last time. I've got a few that focus on dating and relationships, and I thought we'd review them.
Okay.
Speaking of sex, what do you think?
Let's do it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying like, to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Let's get right into it. Which one we should start with? Let's start with how to date. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Good thing the government was going to tell us how to date.
The government's going to tell us how to date.
This is a story about what to do on a date.
This is a story about little Jimmy and his sexual urges.
This is a story about what to do on a...
And I don't mean a date with your hand. An actual woman, Jimmy. Okay, here, we'll
or
repeat
a balloon.
It. Or a balloon. Balloons are cool, too.
This is a story about what to do on a date. It begins one early summer afternoon. It begins with Jeff... and Kay...
and Jimmy... and Tandy. It's a big orgy, I tell you. All the kids have a car key party later on tonight. They're going to take their mom and dad's medicines and drop trial.
And Nick.
Whoa. And there's like four people involved in that.
It's a double date.
That's risky. It's a double date, please.
Of course, you may not have a problem about what to do on a date, but Nick... well, he has a real dating problem. If he took Kay out on a date, what would they do? Where would they go?
How would he get in her pants?
Where would they go?
Where would they go? What would they do? What would he do about his massive erection?
Yeah.
Jim's got a real problem. He has priapism. He's been walking around with a boner for 4 days.
Just a minute, Jeff. I'll get my tennis racket.
Okay, Nick, but hurry.
Because that's a real teenage conversation that happens. Just one moment, Mick, while I get my tennis racket. Okay, I'll be down here waiting for you. You got a nice ass, Jimmy. You too, Mick. Why don't you come down here and give me a kiss?
Hey, what about asking Kay to come to the community center with us on Friday to fix up that scavenger sale?
Sounds like a real hot date, Jimmy. How could she refuse? The community center for the scavenger sale.
Oh, okay. Scavenger
1940 sale. Was so fucking boring. Mm-hmm. Kids today are like, what do you say we go rob a bank? We'll do some heroin on the way to jail.
We could make it a double date.
What?
What? I thought you were in love with me.
I thought it was just us.
I thought we were going to tell the world, Jimmy. Not too soon, Bill. Too soon.
You heard what I said.
You heard what I said. This sounds like a parent talking to you. I heard what I said. Jimmy's a little aggressive.
I know. If you and I were talking about it,
yeah, like, I know. I you said, heard what I said. You'd be like, bitch.
I know.
What, how did you talk to me? I'm B Rock. You can't talk to me like that. What? What? We're going to get into 90s training videos at some point, and I was watching, and they all seem to incorporate bad rap into them. What? They all have some white guy. They all have some white guy that's named Rock something, you know, right. A-Rock, B-Rock, like the Burger King ones. What? That's not how you pour a Pepsi. Let's rap about it. You got to put the Pepsi in the right flow. You know it's going to go when you've got it to go.
That's no place to take a girl on a date.
You asshole. That's no place to take a woman on a date.
Oh, the community center for the scavengers.
Get down and give me 20. These guys are friends, by the way. Yeah. The way they talk to each other back then. That's no way to talk to a woman.
Except the scavenger sale. Is it?
Why not?
On a first date?
First date?
Yeah. Well, Kay's a swell girl. I was thinking of calling her. Maybe ask her to the show Friday. Good picture. Wagon train.
Well, hurry up and call her and let's get going.
Hurry up, you asshole! Come on, you fucking nudnik! Let's get your shit together! You think I got all day? I got a tennis racket. I gotta go meet Betty at the point. I need a hand job. Hurry up! What are you waiting for? I'm going to take her to the show. Real good picture called Wagon Train.
Wagon Train.
Wagon Train. Hey, Betty, you want to go watch a wagon train? No, I'm sorry.
I've got to wash my hair.
I got to wash my hair. Listen to my swing records and write some letters.
I still have to get my things yet.
Call her now?
Sure. You know the number, don't you?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was it.
That was it. Five numbers.
What if she says no?
I end
up five numbers.
Yeah.
Five numbers on a phone. That was a rotary phone for all you kids.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even know what that is. They're like, where's the beep boop boop boop? Where's Siri?
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, call up Betty. Hurry up. I got a tennis match. Yeah, asshole.
Oh, hello, Kay. This is Nick Baxter.
Oh, hello, Nick.
You know, the one that was arrested a couple days ago.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Say, Kay, next Friday, would you like to see Wagon Train at the movies?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I suppose you've got your mind made up to see it?
You've seen it? She's already seen it.
What do I do? I'm stumped. What if this is you and me? Hey, Kay, it's Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hi, I was hoping you wanted to go see the old Western called Horses and Dogs.
Oh, too bad. I already saw that.
You did? She already saw it. What next?
See ya.
Bye. Sorry I even asked, Kay. Bitch. Kay's already seen it. What do I do? He's flummoxed.
He's freaking.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, he's freaking.
Ask her to the community center for the scavenger. For the scavenger sale. And what girl could resist?
Right.
We're going to go.
It's an exciting.
We're going to go do community service hours. I'm on probation. You want to join me? I've got an ankle monitor.
Well, ask her about the scavenger sale. Go ahead.
Hurry up. She's on the other line. 5 minutes later, Kay's like, hello? Hello?
Kay, you wouldn't want to help get the scavenger sale ready at the community center, would you?
No, I would not. What kind of date is that?
I'm a suave girl.
Take me up to the point and fuck me. That's the kind of girl I am. I'm in touch with my sexuality.
Oh, I've been hearing about that. Yes, I'd like to very much.
I read about it on Facebook.
You would? All right, I'll call for you then. About 7? Bye.
Call for you? What the hell is that?
Call around?
Betty! 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 It's about 7. Where are you, Betty?
Oh, I think I hear Jimmy calling for me.
Betty, we better get to the community center quick. 7:05 to close the doors. There's my daughter responding. I said Betty, and she was like, Daddy! Daddy!
I sure didn't think she'd go to a place like that for a date.
I took her for more of an underground rave kind of girl.
Where's my racket? Oh, ready?
You know, you better think some more, fellow, about what to do on a date.
You know, you're a real jerk-off who doesn't know anything. Right. You better get your shit together, Billy. You're never going to get laid acting like that.
Think some more about this.
I can't believe I let you give
me
a rim job.
I've got my doubts about you succeeding.
I've got my doubts. Now, come over here. We're going to practice how to kiss.
Do you think you'll have a good time?
How do I know, jerk off? What kind of question is that? Jimmy's a real asshole.
I know.
He's just like, what are you talking about, Billy?
What do you suppose I'll have to do? You know who I'll do?
Oh, they're at the community center.
Ooh.
Sounds like a real hopping time going on over there.
It is hopping.
Now, you may not have thought of this sort of thing as a place to take a date.
No, I had not.
No.
No, narrator, I never thought about this.
But it looks like it could be fun.
Plenty of kids, there's lots of ecstasy, and everyone's having a great time. Look, there's Jimmy with some mushroom caps. Billy's got that new green wingy-wingy from Southern California. But look,
there's... The sticky-icky?
Yeah, the sticky-icky. Look, there's some sticky-icky. There's some purples and some blues. There's Danny handing out some Cialis for all the boys. It's going to be a long night at the scavenger. And look, it's B-Rock spinning the records. Biggity, biggity, biggity. Look, Bobby's got a hold of his mom's opiate prescription. It's bound to be a swell time.
A group doing things together.
A group having an orgy together.
Doing things together.
Exploring each other's sexuality the way it was meant to be. In a community center.
It's talking like it's and like we're watching National Geographic. Like it's like a group.
A group.
A group of tigers group of, doing things
of
together.
Young human males and females interacting with each other. Isn't this what life is all about? Look at the alpha male over there with the tennis racket. Telling the other boys what to do and not to do. When you get her in the back of the car, pin her to the seat. Don't ask her any questions. Just go for it. Make out with her hard.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what these things were actually saying.
Oh, my God.
God.
Please. It's 1940s.
Pretty good idea for a first date. Plenty to do, plenty of people to talk to.
Plenty of booze to go around.
But let's see if Nick and Kay are enjoying it.
Let's check in on Nick and Kay, the two clueless teenagers at the beginning of the film. Nick's still asking questions of Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, do you think I should talk to Kay? She's right next to you, you asshole. What should I say, Jimmy? Say hello, at least.
I don't know, act quick.
I don't know all this stuff. It's my first time being a human being.
No amount of stuff can make this thing look any older.
Boy, that is an old timer.
Boy, that is an old-timer.
Oh.
An old-timer.
They're probably talking about their 20-year-old teacher.
Jeez. I know. Old-timers. You know the old-timers? They get younger as you get older. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're 7, an old-timer is a 14-year-old.
Right.
And when you're 14, an old-timer is like a 25-year-old. Mm-hmm. And when you're 25, an old-timer is like a 40-year-old. But when you get 40, an old-timer is a 90-year-old. Yes. You're like, yeah, I'm right around. Anywhere between 40 and 75 is still young. Yeah. I'm sure of it. I'm not on the backside of life. I haven't passed the halfway mark yet. By the time I get old, they'll have things to make me feel better.
Exactly.
Listen to that hopping music. Dun, 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 dun. It's a precursor to rock and roll. It's called the soundtrack from Wagon Wheel. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, sure.
Can you help me put the sign up? I want to take a look at your ass.
I can't quite reach that far.
How's this?
That's about right.
I'm a woman, and technically in this movie, I can't do anything. Do you mind putting that sign up? Right. I can't reach. I'm not supposed to climb a ladder.
Say, Kay. Are you really having a good time?
Actually, now that you ask.
Yeah, if you have to ask.
Billy and a couple of the greasers have a keg up at the point. They're smoking cigarettes and taking lewds. I was hoping to go up there. Do you mind dropping me off?
Of course I am. I'm glad you thought of coming here.
I'm practically pregnant already.
So am I. I mean, yes, it was a good idea.
Okay, how about helping with refreshments for the gang?
All right, I'll spike the punch.
See you later.
Sure.
Hey, Jimmy, I asked if she was having a good time and she left. Should I chase her? Of course you should, you dingbat. Get your leash out and bring her back in.
Got any more tacks?
I think they're over there by the door.
Yes, it was a good idea to come here. How does Jeff get ideas like that? Hey, what's this?
Hey!
Maybe this...
Uh-oh, what's this? Who took their penis out? Uh-oh, what's this? Oh, that's old Jimmy. Showing Billy how to do things. This is what friends do.
What to do?
Well, I don't know how to give myself a hand job. Let me show you, goddammit. Hold my tennis racket.
This is where Jeff gets ideas.
This is where Jeff gets ideas. In the shower with Billy.
List of coming activities.
Oh.
A bike trip. That could be a lot of fun. A chance to do things with a group to get acquainted. It does look like a good time.
Away from sex and drugs and smoking cigarettes.
What are they doing, a bike ride?
A bike trip.
Okay.
A bike trip.
That's where they get ideas?
There's a board. There's a community board at the community center, uh-huh. Right? And it had a bunch of stuff. Like, bike trip, 7 a.m. on Tuesday or whatever, right? And he's like, where does Billy get all these great ideas?
On the community board,
of course. It's like Facebook.
If your partner likes it. Would Kay enjoy a bike trip?
Don't ask her, just assume.
Or a weenie roast?
Who doesn't love a weenie roast?
A good old weenie roast.
Good old weenie roast. Uh-huh. Yep, it's back in vogue, the weenie roasts, by the way.
Another group date. A chance to learn the give and take of working and playing together. Not much arranging needed, not much expense. And that can be important. Could be a fine date, if Kay would like it. Wonder if she'd like to go to a baseball game. A date that's not too involved, one you can carry through comfortably. And there are all sorts of other sports events, inexpensive dates, most of them. Swimming meets, for example.
Swimming meets? A swimming meet is 12 hours long. What's fun about that? Watching other people swim. I mean, besides the Olympics, I find that a swimming meet is not fun at all, Bob. Yeah. A baseball game, a football game, going down to the local garage and watching an oil change. All these things can be done with little to no expense. And that can be important because you're a cheapskate. Don't spend any money on that woman. You'll need your money later for the divorce. 1969 is coming right around the corner. It's called the Summer of Love.
You can find many good ideas for dates. Dates that give you a good chance to get acquainted. And dates that you don't have to worry too much about in advance.
Dates that give you zero to little chance of getting pregnant. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Billy. That's the message we're giving you here.
It was a good deal coming here tonight, double dating with Jeff and Phyllis. When all four are good friends and enjoy the same things, double dates can be lots of fun.
And they usually end with Naked Twister.
Right.
Look, here's Phyllis on all fours.
Get that green dot.
Get that green dot, Phyllis. Go, girl, go.
Or you can ask Kay to go on dates with you alone, if you plan for what she enjoys.
Hey, you loafer. What are you doing over there?
Be right there.
Hey, you shithead. Jimmy's the worst friend. PSA. Hey, you lazy sack of shit. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Now stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, boy.
Fine thing. As soon as Kay isn't around to supervise, you go off on a vacation.
You know, Maestro, I don't think your date ideas are so original.
What?
About what to do on a date, I mean. But what I'd like to know is, how can you figure out what a girl would like to do? A certain girl, I mean.
Well, you might ask her.
You don't mind if I ask Phyllis, do you? You don't mind if I ask Phyllis to join us at the point later, do you?
Yeah, Nick's looking for you. Is he good company? He always seems so quiet. We get along all right.
We get along all right. He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much to say. I'm not all that interested. But he did take me here to the community center for a scavenger.
He's got a good sense of humor, and we haven't run out of things to say yet.
But he's got no money, and he's only got 15 Instagram followers. I'm not sure he's right for me. I'm looking for more the influencer type. Strong body, big pecs. Look at Jimmy over there. He's an alpha male. I was thinking of asking him and Phyllis if I could join later on tonight.
Kind of cute.
Jimmy can watch. He likes to cuckold.
Want to date him again? I don't know. Besides, he hasn't asked me.
George, get out of there.
I'm hungry.
If you want to do something, take the Cokes out there.
Okay, come on, hurry up.
All set?
Take the Cokes out there. Stop messing with my poo-poo platter. I arranged all those carrots and the green bean casserole with shaved Parmesan and orange juice. I spent all day on those mashed potatoes with green peas and pineapple chunks. Jesus, Billy. Take the Cokes out there.
I think so. Come and get it, everybody.
Come on, we eat.
Let's go.
Eat after all the ribs.
Come and get it. I put GHB in the Cokes.
I mean, they're really going through the intricate details.
They're going through every single detail of this date. They want you to know. The one thing I've noticed about these PSAs is they leave no detail unattended. I cut out big parts of these PSAs. Like, there is... let's go here. We'll move to the one about affection, much affection, right? Okay. This one's about sex, essentially, is what this is about.
Okay.
We'll move to this one. But what I want you to know about this is there are parts that there's just music playing and it's a little bit slow without any talking. That is after I cut out 50% of the silence in this movie. When they show Billy and Jane walking, going from the car to the front door, they show Billy and Jane. Every bit of them, and the front door is not far, it's not close. It's like 48 steps away. It takes 6.5 minutes for them to get to the front door, and they just play music over it. That's all they do. People had much longer attention spans back then. People were dumb back then. They were like,
I guess that's true.
Wait, how did they get from the car to the front door? I didn't see the last 5 steps. Am I supposed to make the assumption they just walked up there? This movie's ridiculous. I want my money back. Ready? Affection.
Yes, affection.
Are you wondering when the right time is to stick it in? Sick of saying just the tip? Dry humping got you down. General Electric presents Get That Willy Wet.
Affection.
Affection. Violinists had a lot more work back then,
they
by
did.
The way.
Yeah.
I just... Oh, real Ooh. Sound effects. They probably had real crickets on set.
They did, yeah.
Mary, wait, please, Mary.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Uh-oh, Mary's upset.
Mary, is that you, dear?
Mary, is that you? I didn't see you all 48 steps to the front door.
That's right, we didn't see everything.
Yes, Mother. Did you have a nice time, dear?
Very nice, thanks.
Doesn't
Very
sound
nice. Thanks.
Nice.
That doesn't sound nice. Uh-uh. Sounds like Mary's conflicted about something. Yeah, it sounds like Mary and James got into a little bit of a tiff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't look much like a girl who's been out having a wonderful evening.
Your makeup's all smeared, yeah, and you. Where's your bra?
Oh, Mom.
Oh, Mother.
What's the matter, dear?
Do you remember when you told me that I might have such strong feelings about a boy that it might be hard for me to decide what's right to do?
Yes, I remember. But why?
Well, it was something like that tonight with Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Could it be your Jeff? It was something like that with tonight with Jeff.
I said something similar.
He was holding my hand at the sock hop, and I think we almost had sex. It was scary. It was crazy. I had such a tickle in my pickle, I can't tell you, Mother. Oh, Janie, I've been there before. Your mom had sex with 30 men before she got married. Let me tell you about it. Come sit down on the bed and let me tell you about the Provocateur 3000 with the extended vibrating ring.
You know, I like them an awful lot, and we have such fun at dances. But tonight, the feeling between us kept getting stronger and stronger.
And his penis kept getting longer and
longer.
Something was growing down there, Mother, and I don't know what it was.
On our way home, we stopped and parked.
Ooh.
And then things seemed to happen. Do we nearly...
Kissed. Do we nearly touched. In a parked position. It was so close, Mother. I think I'm pregnant.
Well, it was so close. Suddenly I realized what we were about to do. I asked Jeff to take me home.
I asked Jeff to put my gloves back on and take me home.
Guess he felt ashamed, too. He said he was sorry that it was his fault.
Do you think it was his fault?
Oh, Mother, I don't know what to think. I'm so mixed up. I don't know whether I even want to go out with Jeff again.
Jeez, no wonder nobody had sex back then. It's like it's a whole guilt fucking
God, I know.
And I mean, it's probably, this is why the entirety of the United States of America is in a Puritan fucking mess. That's why half of the United States is completely evangelical and doesn't and thinks everything is
oppressed.
They're so oppressed and everything should be oppressed, and that's the way it should be forever and ever. And the other half of America is wilding out. Yeah, woo. Dicks flying everywhere because this shit was going on back in the 40s. Yeah. This is crazy.
He had to bust loose.
Yeah, why can he say, hey, you know, we parked and you know, I got the third base. You know, I was giving Jimmy a hand shandy. He was fingering me. And guess what, Mom? We almost did it.
Yeah.
But I remembered what you said. We should have a condom. We didn't have a condom. And so I told him to take me home. That's not how it is. Me and Jimmy. Oh, Mom, the feeling was growing stronger and stronger.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. I'm confused. Well, Janie, thank God you made the right decision and came to your mother. I'm going to lock you with a chastity belt.
Right.
You know, dear, I was young once, too.
It was 1826.
She sounds haggard.
I know. It was 1826. We had just gotten off the Nina. And your father was on the Santa Maria.
Yeah.
1622.
Perhaps I can understand something of what you feel. First, well, it all seems quite a lark. You like someone, he likes you. Everything is fun and affection. Then
the devil gets a hold of his penis and all of a sudden he's shooting jizz everywhere. Yeah. It's literally a jizz factory in there.
Turns.
It's unbelievable. Everything's stiff and hard and he can't stop jizzing. You don't know what's going on. You're 7 times pregnant in the... Your whole life is ruined, Janie. I'm telling you, this is the way it works. Mm-hmm. You better keep those breasts covered. You drive him to jizz.
All at once.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I know you wanted me to be a lawyer, so I'm thinking. And here I am with a gold chain. Talking about a jizz fountain. I love you. Thank you for everything you gave me. I really am grateful. I know I've wasted this particular lifetime, but I promise in the next one I'll make up for it. I'll save an orphanage or something. Oh, my God. I don't know why. I just looked at myself and I thought, what do my parents think of me? They turn the show on. I know my dad listens sometimes. He's probably like, God damn. It's such high hopes.
What could have been?
They come out so young and sparkly and giggly, just like my children. They're so wonderful. And 40 some odd years later, they're talking about a jizz fountain.
And wearing a gold chain.
In the TCB TV minus studios, broadcasting to 6 people, three of which are in a country that doesn't even speak English. Back to the show.
You can find yourself in a situation where your physical urges fight against your reason. Then those fine thoughts.
My vagina came out and swallowed him whole, mother. He's in there right now. I don't know what happened. It started with a rub and then a finger and an entire fist. I don't know what happened, mother.
He's gone.
I jumped on his face. I rode him like a cowboy. He took off his pantaloons and shit went crazy. And it was quite the scene, mother. We're going to have to clean the car for days. Days. The windows are covered in material. I don't even know what it is, mother. It's the devil juice you speak of.
Thoughts of love and affection can suddenly get twisted.
Mother, is it wrong to feel warm and affectionate when you're with a boy you really like?
No, dear, it is not wrong. Because this feeling can grow into a...
full-blown orgasm.
Into a love that will last. It's the way happy marriages are built. But, Mary, if these strong feelings lead you into behaving unwisely, well, the outcome can be guilt and frustration.
Pregnancy... And sexual satisfaction and liberation.
Frustration.
Yeah, frustration, please. My God. The bullshit these people were spewing. Unbelievable. Mary, congratulations. You have a tickle in your pickle. Let me show you what to do with it.
And these are the things that can spoil the chance of your finding the very love that you're looking for.
You'll be spoiled. Uh-huh. If your hymen's not there when you get married... It's an instant divorce. Yeah. It gets a pass. Trust me, Mary. I've been through it 20 times.
How do you... Come here, dear.
What's happening?
She's hugging her, I think.
Yeah.
Let me check. Let me make sure nothing untoward has gone on.
In the height of emotion, it's not always easy to stop and think things through.
You got that right. That's a true statement.
But if you'll just slow down the rush and pressure of your feelings a little, then judgment has a better chance to take hold and guide you away from wrong behavior.
Wow, that was a mouthful of bullshit and scaring kids away from sex. Can you believe this? Honestly, believe this?
Wow.
I went to Catholic school all my life. I'm familiar with this kind of language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong behavior, guilt and frustration. Slow it down. Slow it down. How do you stop a teen? slow a teenager. Get between two teenagers making out that are.
Did you say a teenus?
Teenus.
You slow a teenus down.
You can't slow a teenus down. It's a twangy penis.
It's a teenage penis.
It's a teenage penis. You can't slow a teenus down. When the teenus gets between us.
It can't go back in its shell.
You can't go back in its shell. It's really hard. Try and get between a young man and his boner.
When you can rely on judgment rather than emotion to rule your behavior, as you did tonight, then you'll really be grown up. I can help by talking things over with you.
Standing in front of you. Going on dates with you. Locking you in the basement.
And giving suggestions. But you'll have to work out your own best way to make emotions work for you and not against you.
Oh my God, just so much guilt in this. Like so much guilt. And now that, because when we're, even when we're teenagers, like our parents' words are ringing through our heads at all times, right? That's what parents, that's what the parent-child relationship is all about, is like, even though you might do something different than what your parents are telling you, trust me, those words are coming back to you, right? At least for me, they were. I never listened to a fucking thing, but at least for me, they were. So, you know, this poor girl is just trying to neck a little bit. She's trying to get her rocks off and be a sexually liberated woman and take control of her sexuality. And all she hears is wrong-headed behavior leads to guilt and dissociation, and just slow it down, Mary.
You'll be ruined for
all future men. You'll be ruined. How will you ever get married when you had sex with someone else?
Hi.
So now they're back in class together. We may have to.
Marianne.
So much space.
They're really taking it slow.
This movie's taking it slow. The movie took the advice.
I'd just like to say I'm sorry about what happened last Saturday.
My penis just took control. It was my penis. I've never seen it act like that. You saw me. I was trying to calm it down. Get down, penis. Get down. But it turned into a teenus. My dad warned me that this would happen. He gave me a hammer for just such an occasion.
It wasn't because I think of you as that kind of girl or anything like that.
It's because I want you to be that kind of girl.
I was just going to see if you were.
Yeah, I just wanted to test the waters. Yeah. Not because I think of you like that. I was just hoping you'd be like that.
It's just that...
No, I don't know. I'm just horny. I don't know. I just want to get laid. Can you blame a boy?
You're so terrific, and we've been together all evening, and I just don't know what happened to me.
I get it. I've had a few late nights at bars where I feel the same way. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to me. We've been together all evening taking shots of Jaeger, and I was blackout drunk. I don't know what got into me.
Something.
I got a teenus.
Attack of the teenus.
I had an attack of the teenus. It was out of control. You know the name of this episode is going to be Attack of the Teenus. Attack of the Teenus. Look at my teenus.
Look at my teenus.
Here comes the teenus. Patty! Patty! Hurry! It's my teenus! It's coming for you!
It was just as much my fault as it was yours.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Stayed out so late anyway.
You're the nicest girl I've ever met, and...
Wow, you got a smooth mouth, Bob. You're the nicest girl I've ever met. I think you're just wonderful.
Yeah.
Listen to how some of these kids talk to these women today. Hey, girly, what's up? Woo-woo! Nice ass! Shake it like you got it! Dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. Biggity-biggity-bee!
B-Rock!
B-Rock!
We have so much fun together that I'd sure hate to ruin everything.
So would I.
With my tinas. They were at school and a bunch of kids walked in the door. Just giving you the info.
Okay. Hi.
What's that? It's my tinas. We'll leave you two alone. We'll leave you three alone. Billy, Patty, and tinas were in the print shop, and all of a sudden, we heard noises. And I walked in, it was a jizz fountain. Billy was literally like a sprinkler shooting off left and right. I can't stop my tinas. It's out of control. I knew we should have slowed down at the height of emotion. No, I can't stop it. It's a jizz factory. I just have this picture of this
like
black
a
and white teenage boy. Yeah, this like a penis just shooting material everywhere. People walking in getting hit in the face.
Stay away! The penis is out!
The penis is out! Attack of the penis! Call the principal, the fire department! Quick, pour some cold water on that penis! All of us are gonna die in here.
Okay, now, is everything just about finished? The last spectacular issue of this year's Signpost has to be ready for the lucky students of Central High the day after tomorrow. Mary, how's that literary page shaping up?
It sucks.
What do they have to do? What?
They're doing the yearbook of the... I know, but listen, they try, like, it's just like any stupid education film, they try and make it hip to the times. The Signpost at Central High. Mm-hmm. They took a lot of time to think of the names of these places.
It's not very spectacular. One story and one poem, and that's all.
Stu, just the pictures.
Just the pictures.
Those pictures.
I got those pictures of Principal McGaw bending over the table with his lover.
Yeah, we need more pictures, don't we?
We sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Drawings would be cheaper. You know, if Eileen were still here, we'd be set. Well, she could whip up some great little cartoons in no time.
Poor Eileen.
She could whip up some great cartoons of Principal Stewart over the desk.
She's probably so busy looking after the baby, she's forgotten she could ever draw.
Here we go.
Get the baby already.
Sure, 5 months after the wedding. How's that for a shotgun affair, eh?
Stu, don't be so crude.
I feel kind of sorry for Fred. He always wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Just like Brian.
He always wanted to be a lawyer. Now he's podcasting. Ever since he let the height of emotion get the best of him with Astrid, he's been a podcaster. Look at him now. Gold chain poor cat. His parents won't even look at him. I hear he doesn't even call his mom and dad anymore. I haven't seen Brian in ages. That's because he's been in the studio trying to make ends meet with his $20 a week job. Something about a podcast. He's got two children. He let his tinas get the best of him.
He got to take control of the tinas.
So is Brian.
Now I guess he's got to keep any job just so he can look after Eileen and the baby.
Even when it pays nothing. It just keeps on podcasting over and over again. No money, no life. All because of that Titus.
Arlene was a real good friend of mine. Was I surprised when she left school? Gee. And then when she got married. Imagine marrying someone who has to marry you.
Well, this isn't...
Ask half a billion people in India how that's working out. Yeah. Actually, it works out a lot of the time. Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah. Sometimes have to is kind of the best way to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. If your picker
here,
is bad.
You and you. Together.
Right.
Make it work.
Statistically, this works about 65% of the time. Sorry if you're part of the 35. Don't trust your own picker.
Solving our picture problem. Hey, Terry, I got it. Eileen had a whole bunch of cartoons we didn't use last year. I bet we could use some of those.
Why didn't you think of that?
Why didn't you think of that? Here comes Billy, the asshole from the other picture.
Right?
Why are you such a douchebag? You better settle that Tinas down.
Stupid, I guess.
Okay, everybody, same time tomorrow afternoon.
You say you're stupid, I guess.
Yeah, he said you're stupid, I guess. Wow, these teenagers were mean back then. I mean, not that they're any nicer now, but it's so politically correct. Sure. You would think if you called someone stupid, you'd get arrested. You'd get a summons to court these days. And by the way, that was the shortest meeting of a newspaper meeting ever. What about the pictures? Nah, we ain't got none. How's the editorial? It sucks. Okay, this time tomorrow? Great.
Why didn't you think of that, Steve?
Yeah, why didn't you think of that? Well, I'll be back tomorrow for more bad ideas. Make sure you show up no reason for tomorrow. It's kind of like every meeting I ever had at Clear Channel. Only much longer.
Yes.
Much longer with absolutely no purpose. You know what? We may have to do a second episode on just that. On just that one particular, because I think there's like five more minutes of it left.
Okay,
and
that's
really funny. We were on a roll there.
Oh, the Tinas.
Yeah, but you know, you get into an hour and then you fear that people are just going to turn it off anyway. So you don't want to talk to nobody. Even though we've had some people say, go longer.
Mm.
Go longer. But, you know, there's a lot of things to be considered going longer.
Yeah.
We got two shows to do every week. Got lots of content to fill. Sometimes going longer sounds like a great idea in theory.
Yeah.
But then in practice, it means we're talking for a lot longer. And you get tired after that. Not on an episode like this, though. That was fun. I had a good time. Thank you. Thank you for joining in, my Tinas. Okay, that's it. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to tcbpodcast.com. You're going to read all the show notes. You're going to find out more about Chrissy and I. You're going to learn where you can go and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break, on YouTube, /The Commercial Break, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. And you can write to us from there, info@tcbpodcast.com. And please do, because we're handing swag out left and right. If you write and you...
Like a sprinkler.
It's gone mad! It's like a paper mache factory in there. Poor Jimmy stuck to the wall. He was just trying to help.
That's great.
It'll take us weeks to get these off the math books. TCBpodcast.com, info@TCBpodcast.com. If you have a good idea for a show, or you have a video or something that you think is,
please,
you know, absurd and funny that Chrissy and I could riff on,
We're always considering.
Send it on to info@TCBpodcast.com, DM us at The Commercial Break, or you know, however you want to get a hold of us. But here's what you can do, please. 470-584-8449. I'd like you to leave a message. A message for the TCB crew or about the TCB crew. So you'll hear some examples in the last couple of episodes where people are like, hey, this is whoever from wherever, you know, and I listen to The Commercial Break, you know, when I'm driving to work. Or, hey, this is whoever, and, you know, I get all my dating advice from The Commercial Break, which is a bad idea, by the way. So leave us a message on that phone number, and then just assume we'll be using it in a future episode. We'd like that. We'd like if more people would do that.
Yeah.
And if it's good or bad, we'll run it. We actually ran a couple good, a couple bad. So there you go. And make sure you follow us on YouTube and watch the videos all the way to the end. I think it's number 85 that it starts at. All the way to the end. Because I have been putting Easter eggs inside of these videos that are little clues. Those little clues are going to add up over the next 10 to 12 weeks, and it's going to be our next giveaway. And you know how we roll. We like big giveaways. We like to have fun with it. So those Easter eggs, those little clues, are eventually going to lead to an answer. And when I ask the question, you'll know what the answer is. And if you give me the answer after I ask the question, you're enrolled to win. No purchase necessary. Ah! Whee! Standard text messaging rates do apply. 470-584-8449. Leave us that message. Okay. I said I was going to shorten up those bumpers. I have done nothing of the sort. I think I made them longer, actually. Okay, I love you. What else can we do today? I know. Okay, I love you. You love me. Best to you, Chrissy. We're a perfect family with a ding dong, rubber dong, with a BB. B-Mac. Okay, best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast audience. And we say until next time.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.
Talk about podcasting to everybody.
First rule of podcasting. Talk about podcasting with everybody. First rule of podcasting, obnoxiously promote yourself. Second rule of podcasting, you're going to get laid. It's just going to take a while. Third rule of podcasting, refer to rule number two. We promise.